The 16th summit of the Non-Aligned Movement was held in Tehran on the 30th and 31st of August 2012. After the summit, Iran assumed the presidency of NAM, which will last 3 years. The fact is that the policies NAM pursues can affect the lives of 4 billion of the world's population and aid a shift in the imbalance of power in global political and financial arenas. In view of this, the Islamic Republic of Iran has announced its plans to use the unique opportunity presented to it by assuming NAM presidency to fight global crises. So what will Iran's strategy be for utilizing NAM potential to solve pressing global issues, especially those affecting NAM member states? In this episode of Iran Today, we will be discussing Iran's NAM presidency in the next 3 years. The most important goals pursued by the Non-Aligned Movement are respect for fundamental human rights and of the objectives of the principles of the Charter of the United Nations, respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all nations, recognition of the equality among all races and of the equality among all nations, both large and small, non-intervention or non-interference in the internal affairs of another country, respect for the right of every nation to defend itself, either individually or collectively, in conformity with the Charter of the United Nations, and non-use of collective defense pacts to benefit the specific interests of any of the great powers, and non-use of pressures by any country against other countries. The essence of NAM principles is to defy dominant and often tyrannical world powers and fight injustice in the world order. Now, 50 years after the formation of the Non-Aligned Movement, it has 120 permanent member states with diverse ideologies, political stances, and financial and cultural makeups. Furthermore, there has been great change in the Middle East region as of late, and the rest of the world has reacted in different ways to this change. Amidst all this, Iran assumes the presidency of the Non-Aligned Movement, which was founded on the principles the Islamic Republic holds very dear, fighting imperialism and interference in the affairs of other nations.
The goals the Islamic Republic of Iran will pursue during its NAM presidency are in line with the principles and ideals of those who founded the movement. It seems since then enthusiasm has waned somewhat. We want to breathe new life into the movement and revive those principles and goals, none of which are time-bound. They belong to every time, like human rights and anti-imperialism, like opposing injustice. These are issues that are always relevant.
Iran تلاش داره که ائتلاف رو و جنبش عدم تعهد رو در دوره 3 ساله‌ای که
Iran hopes to transform NAM from an inactive and ineffective movement into a dynamic, powerful force, so it can play a pivotal role in the international arena.
NAM, with 120 permanent and 17 non-permanent members, represents 55% of the global population, thus presenting the hegemony of the West with a true challenge. The Islamic Republic of Iran says it hopes to put theory into practice and help galvanize the movement into action. A major step towards achieving that is assessing the strengths of each member state.
We have to assess NAM's cultural, economic, and political potential. If we can release that potential, these strengths can be translated into power.
جنبش عدم تعهد رو به فعلیت در بیاریم، اینها مؤلفه های قدرت هستن.
نفت دنیا بیش از 80% در اختیار جنبش عدم تعهد.
About 80% of the world's oil resources is in NAM nations. They own the biggest mineral resources, the most mines. The largest number of influential people also come from these nations. That's a lot of potential that can be utilized.
این مجموعه هستند. خب اینها یک پتانسیل های بسیار بسیار قوی است که در اختیار اینها هست.
The biggest challenge NAM faces when it comes to steering things in the direction of shared global governance is adopting strategies. Is it necessary for an organization other than the United Nations, a new organization, to take up this task? Can certain reforms aid better collaboration between member states? And what role will each one play in the new system? For the answer, we spoke to political analyst Hassan Beheshtipour.
تو عرصه بین‌المللی چیزی نشدنی ما نداریم. اگر کشورها بتونن
Nothing is impossible in the international arena. If these nations unite, they can even get parts of the UN Charter changed. Because the UN Charter gives the Security Council this right.
خودش این حق رو برای شورای امنیت گذاشته.
Iran sees the two-day summit held in Tehran in August, and more importantly, the next 3 years of its NAM presidency, as an opportunity to show how effective its membership can be and bring about better collaboration between the economies of NAM states.
امیدواریم در این سه سال از این توانمندی‌های بالقوه استفاده بکنیم.
We hope to release this potential in the next 3 years. We will suggest the signing of financial deals between members that will be signed by the rest as well. We hope to strengthen and broaden economic ties between members.
ارتباطات اقتصادی و تجاری رو گسترش بدیم.
NAM member states export 35 million barrels of oil to other nations every day. That's 57% of the world's daily output. So these nations have the potential to have an even bigger impact on the global economy and world politics. But most NAM nations are developing nations that have ample potential but cannot go it alone. In today's world, a lot of them have many projects that have been pushed to the back burner because to get them off the ground, they need foreign investment. So creating a joint fund between member states could help get things going.
International organizations, especially those formed after World War II, like the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, and the rest have failed to serve the interests of underdeveloped and developing nations.
Raising funds that can be dipped into by any one of NAM's member states for the realization of major projects will no doubt increase production and create jobs in those nations. They can adopt policies that will give them all certain benefits. They can benefit from preferential tariffs, stronger trade relations, joint investments, and the energy wealth of their fellow NAM members. A joint bank within NAM, something Iran strongly supports, will no doubt help boost trade and economic growth among member states. Those countries long awaiting such support will find their feet, and all members will be able to reach their full potential.
این بانک مشترکی رو که تشکیل انشالله بشه میتونه
If a joint bank is funded, it will help fill the void underdeveloped and developing nations feel. These countries are different in culture and political makeup, but financially, most of them have the same grievances. More often than not, they lack the money to support their imports, and they have to export their natural resources in raw form, so they have to sell it cheap. They often lack capital because they lack the necessary technologies.
این بانک مشترک اتفاقا یکی از کارهایی رو که میتونه انجام بده این همینه که یک پول مشترک.
This joint bank can raise joint funds like SDR, which was given to the International Monetary Fund. Among these countries, there are those that do have strong economies with a strong currency. These nations should create a joint fund that will be used to help other NAM nations. A joint bank nations can become members of and collaborate with using their own national currency.
Many NAM members have ample natural resources but do not have the means to process them. Consequently, they are forced to export them to rich nations as raw material, only to later buy the byproducts of their own minerals and such from the countries equipped to process them. If facilitated, these nations could do all that themselves and prosper as a result. Joint funds between NAM nations can make that happen, something like the International Monetary Fund, but tailored to the needs of these nations. In the 16th NAM summit, the head of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting network called for the launch of a major NAM news network to counter Western media conglomerates. We asked media expert Hassan Abedini how such a network can be launched.
من گونه‌ای که در حوزه‌های سیاسی، دیپلماتیک
In the same way, we hope to bring political, diplomatic, financial, and cultural unity to these nations. We hope to create a united media outlet for them as well. An alternative media block which will first and foremost facilitate the exchange of news between member states.
در مرحله اول میتونه زمینه ساز تبادل اطلاعات
قبل از این در دو دهه قبل
Two decades ago, NAM News Networks created a union of their own to fight the media monopoly that existed at that time and still does today. The truth is, global media is being controlled by a dominant force. The West controls it, and by pumping out news the way they want it to be presented, they steer things in their favor and influence the international community's opinions.
There are many radio and television unions around the world, but most of them cover a limited region, like the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, or ABU. The envisioned NAM News Network will cover Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Americas. It will help the exchange of news and footage across the globe and reduce the Western monopoly over global media. But the foundations for such a massive enterprise must be laid.
So it has to happen gradually, and everyone has to come to the conclusion that we cannot do much on an individual basis, but together as a united force, we can.
When we say public perception, we don't mean the public perception of Eastern nations. We mean the general perception of the world at large, just as they see it.
یه واقعیته که یک موفقیت چشمگیر با این ابتکار جمهوری اسلامی ایران شکل گرفت.
It's a fact that Iran helped bring about a great achievement. But for us to keep up the momentum, international protocol has to be observed. The foundations must be laid by the experts. Then they must be approved in a meeting of NAM foreign ministers. And then after that, such a network can be launched.
Iran's new role as NAM president will give it a heightened role in international affairs. Tehran hopes to take NAM from theory into practice in the next 3 years.
منشور جنبش عدم تعهد این هست که اگر کشوری تقاضایی از ریاست جنبش
The NAM charter gives the presidency the power to consider an act upon request made by other member states. One of these nations asks for the situation in Syria to be highlighted, and its request was accepted, and the movement is acting on that decision.
به همین دلیل این در دستور کار جنبش قرار گرفت.
جنبش تر ایران اینه که ایران بیاد
Iran hopes to come together with Syria and its neighbors and Egypt, which held the NAM presidency before Iran, and Venezuela, which will take over from Iran in 3 years. In the past, such alliances have been helpful and have managed to solve issues in cases like Bosnia and other crises.
به طور مشخص ماحصل کار به دو طرح در واقع منتهی شد یک طرح که
We got two clear results from the summit. One of them was voiced by the Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. He called for the formation of a four-member committee chaired by Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Iran and Egypt, tasked with finding a peaceful solution to the crisis in Syria. Another was proposed by Iran, Iraq, and many Latin American nations. They suggested that Iran, Egypt, Venezuela, and two of Syria's neighboring countries that are also NAM members, meaning Lebanon and Iraq, sit down to talk about Syria's crisis. These talks have already begun in Cairo, so these two initiatives happen parallel to each other.
اما مذاکرات بلافاصله شروع شده
جنبش در این زمینه اگر هدف گذاری بکنه
If the movement sets clear goals for itself along those lines and musters a concerted effort led by the influential members of the movement efforts to aid a ceasefire and facilitate the correct transfer of power in Syria It's the best outcome Iran's effort could have.
The fact that Iran will be assuming the presidency of NAM for the next 3 years is important, but all member states will have to cooperate and agree on strategies proposed if any progress is to be achieved. Iran is an advocate of dialogue and opposes imperialistic methods in the international arena. The summit in Tehran laid the foundations for a long process that will require patience, dialogue, and cooperation.
من بر این باورم که نظم نوین جهانی هنوز شکل نگرفته و نظام بین الملل
I believe true world order has not been established. We are going through a transition and transitions are usually fraught with crisis. So NAM must try to reclaim its identity and become an official organization. NAM must be transformed from a movement that only condemns to a movement that instigates change. Instead of denouncing those governments considered war powers, it should focus its attention on fostering a new way of thinking, a new set of beliefs in the international community. The core issue of those new beliefs must be eradicating imperialism.
The first step towards activating NAM, as it were, is the establishment of a permanent secretariat.
One of Iran's goals, which I hope is realized, is to create a permanent or even temporary secretariat that follows up on NAM resolutions and promotes better cooperation between members. NAM members don't even have to pay a membership fee. So they have to be encouraged and be given incentives to play a more active role. خودش باید یک موضوعات سوژه‌هایی رو مطرح کنه که انگیزه ایجاد کنه که اونها بیشتر بیان مشارکت بکنن.
NAM has maintained its lucid vision as a third way, as a force for peace, and as a momentous movement in global affairs that has a historic responsibility to discover and find proper ways for the voices of the voiceless, the third world nations, the developing nations that are confronted with the problems of economic injustice, asymmetrical power, poverty, lack of development.
لزوماً معتقد هستم جنبش راه درازی رو داره.
I believe the movement has a long way to go before it becomes a truly influential international organization. But it has a great potential. What's needed is for the future of the movement to be researched and managed. This is the bridge between effective management of the present and the future. Only by doing this will NAM have a bright future.
Iran's definition of shared global governance involves bringing justice to various international arenas. This will mean bringing all nations into those arenas and clamping down on governments striving to assert their power and influence over others. All nations will be invited to take part in governing the globe and share the responsibility of doing so. In the next 3 years, Iran hopes to turn a new page in NAM history, propelling it closer to realizing its goals.